The Hindu Kush Himalaya, HKH, region, which directly feeds Pakistan's mighty Indus River via its snow and glaciers, has recorded its lowest snow levels in 23 years. This glaring consequence of global climate change arrives as a warning sign that cannot be ignored as it threatens nearly 2 billion people possibly facing drought conditions. Snowmelt from the Himalayas is vital in maintaining the flow of river water, which greatly diminishes during dry periods in the winter. With several regions of Pakistan already facing a worsening water crisis, acutely low levels of snow persistence in the Himalayas are not merely a climate story, but rather a national emergency. The Indus River system, fed by glacial melt and snowpack from the HKH, sustains Pakistan's drinking water supply, hydropower generation, and food security. Shrinking snow cover means there will be less water in reservoirs, erratic river flows, and increased pressure on a system already struggling to make ends meet. Its impact will be particularly jarring on Sindh, Balochistan, and Punjab, as all three regions have been recently issued a drought alert by the Pakistan Met Department. Moreover, rural regions that are already facing climate difficulties and frequent heat waves will face even harsher conditions as the aforementioned warning jeopardizes upcoming harvests. Pakistan's lack of climate preparedness, coupled with both managerial and political issues in water governance, makes the entire situation increasingly dangerous. Despite being among the countries most vulnerable to climate change, Pakistan still lacks robust policies that are equipped to deal with necessary warnings and long-term water management plans. The HKH snow level warning must be met with urgent course correction. Policymakers must shift from a system of short-term crisis response to long-term climate adaptation. This means improving water management, diversifying agricultural practices, and enhancing disaster preparedness. Only then will the country's future avoid a struggle for survival.